Business Hour on OFM.
You're listening to OFM's The Business Hour, and I'm Olebogeng Moot. In March, the Harvard Business Review published an intellectual property-related article raising questions and eyebrows about the significance and relevance of acquiring a patent in modern day. It's revealed that revered South African businessman Elon Musk has publicly stated that SpaceX forgoes patents because their competition will end up, and I quote, using their patents like recipe books. Mention is also made of other successful businesses that adopt similar approaches when it comes to intellectual property. But is that something that is applicable to you as a business owner? To get into that, we're sitting down with Rowan Forster tonight. He's a patent attorney at ENS Africa. Good evening, Rowan. Thank you so much for your time. Now let's get into what exactly is a patent and why is having it so important for an inventor?
A patent is a monopoly right. Effectively, it's something that the government of a country grants to the holder of the patent and gives them unrestricted right to make or use or sell the invention for the term of the patent, and that's usually 20 years. And also importantly, what it does is gives them the right to stop others from doing exactly that. So in other words, they cannot copy the invention, they can't make it, they can't sell it, they can't use it without permission. The sort of quid pro quo for that is the inventor must adequately describe the invention in a patent specification so that when the patent expires, the rest of the world is able to sort of make use of his recipe to the betterment or advancement of technology. I think the importance of this lies in the sort of negative nature of the patent right. That is the right to stop others from copying. What this does effectively is allow the inventor or patent holder to work the idea and obtain just reward for his creativity and originality and to recoup his time and financial investment in the invention. The other thing that it does is that it sort of records his stake or claim to ownership of the invention.
What is the difference between a copyright and a patent?
So simply put, copyright is largely for the protection of literary, musical, and artistic works. So, you know, songs or drawings or paintings, cinematic films, that sort of thing. It's an automatic right. Typically, you don't need to go through any kind of registration process. You own copyright as soon as you finish the drawing or the picture or writing a song, for example. Patents and designs, on the other hand, are registered rights. And there you have to actually go through a sort of statutory process to get the rights. And it's rather meant to protect things like machines or industrial processes or chemical processes, that sort of thing.
We're sitting down with Rowan Forster tonight. He's a patent attorney at ENS Africa. Rowan, honestly speaking, is ownership that straightforward? And is getting a patent or a copyright enough to ensure and protect your intellectual property?
From an ownership being straightforward perspective, at some level, it is quite straightforward. But that's if you're an individual person or if you're an employee, you invent something during the course and scope of your employment. In other words, what you actually employed to do. You know, that's your day job, to invent something. That's to do with what the company produces, for example. An invention made during the course and scope of the employment belongs to the employer. That's in terms of our patent law, and the same applies to registered designs, which is slightly simplified version of a patent, if I can put it that way. And it protects the way something looks as opposed to the way that it works. The ownership rights should typically be properly covered in an employment contract that sets out these principles clearly and also ensures that the employee signs whatever documents are required by law to make sure that the invention or the patent design or copyright is actually assigned over to ownership of the company. What a patent law also does, though, you know, in order to protect employees, is that where employee invents something that is not as part of his normal day job, in other words, it's beyond the course and scope of his employment, our law prevents the employment contract from having any clauses that force them to do that. Okay. It does depend on the situation a little bit as to whether it's straightforward or not. And it certainly does become a little trickier when it comes to things like software and your IT technology and apps and those sort of things, because it's almost like a two-step process. You know, so the sort of original inventor comes up with this concept, but doesn't necessarily know how to code it to bring it into existence. So there's a sort of second or even a third party involved. And sometimes ownership can be a bit messy or murky in those situations. In terms of whether or not, getting the patent or copyright is enough to ensure protection, it isn't always enough, although it is definitely the best and cleanest way to sort of stake your claim to ownership. Why do I say it's not always enough? The ownership of an idea or invention, the patent for it, devolves from the requirements of patentability. And that means effectively that for an idea, an invention, to qualify for patent protection, it needs to be new. That's a global concept, so it can't just be new for South Africa, for example. And it also needs to be inventive. And what we mean by that is that it's not obvious to a person who has a certain level of skill or knowledge in that particular field that the invention has been, you know, brought about. And in spite of the amount of information available to people by the internet, it's often not absolutely clear whether an idea is actually new or inventive. And there may be aspects that are new and some that are not. And, you know, even if a sort of good searcher, you know, like a patent attorney, goes to a lot of effort to look through what information is available, they might not find the concept that, you know, your inventor has come up with. But it doesn't mean that it's not necessarily out there. And sometimes people have ideas and they make use of them, but they don't protect them with patents. And if that's the case, then they're flying under the radar a little bit, then, you know, you won't find it on the internet. That guy who's flying under the radar is still the original owner of the idea.
That's my conversation with patent attorney at ENS Africa, Rowan Forster, in which he was outlining what is a patent, how does it differ from a copyright, and why is ownership not as straightforward as previously stated. This was suggested in that Harvard Business Review article published in March. Rowan does reiterate, though, that acquiring a patent, registering your patent, remains your best chance of owning your creation. Now, if you missed that conversation, you can catch it on the business blog on ofm.co.za.
The Business Hour on OFM.